you cold? Could you turn up the air conditioning to...
Oh, it's okay. I have a jacket on.
That's okay. So you don't have to freeze.
Did you decorate this place?
No.
Because they got the same kind of lights.
I know, they have it like our house. It's been here as long as I know.
Where's Hans?
Africa. Tonight again, like last night, last week, we're seven. And I always say that when I have seven people coming, that for me is a sign. That has nothing to do with anybody else. It's just that my own agreement that we will have it open for questions too, you know, as much as you want to. There is no guarantee that we'll not take your question into the meditation and find out the answer there, but that is the time that really questions are encouraged, whether it's from any of us or myself. So on that note, if you have anything right now, we can discuss it or we can do it later. Okay, tonight I'd like to talk about cruelty, and
cruel, what?
Cruelty.
Oh, so that's what I thought you said.
Yes. Whether it is mental cruelty or emotional or physical or political or social or whatever that I don't know the word for. And we see it, you know, and all around us, and sometimes in our own self, sometimes to the people around us. And we react to it in a small scale the way our instinct tells us to do, or our habit. In a collective way, we act what our society has dictated as good and bad. And in the world state, you know, is again, there is a different approach. And the approaches that human beings have taken against cruelty, it's been going on for many, many years, and it has gotten worse and better and whatever. But typically, is to uproot the cruelty, or to, in some cases, to forgive the cruelty. In some cases, whatever the habit of that person requires of him. We're on a spiritual path for those of us, only those of us, that would like to have a permanent solution to this type of occurrences that goes on everywhere, every place. It's not going to be out of our habit, out of our instinct, or nor out of our bringing up. We have to take another road to this. And the way I was given the answer to this question was, in order to end all the cruelty, whether it's within our own thoughts, our own emotion, our own home, or country, whatever, is to wake up. Is to wake up. And then we ask, how do we wake up? when we dwell on what is permanent, and we also dwell is what is transient, what is 1 minute here, next minute is not, this is we begin to wake up. If we decide to repair, mend, cure, remove, solve one cruelty, we will be bombarded with 1,000 more. It's the nature of the dream, the nature of manifestation, to have opposite, which is good and bad. For those of us that would like to stand a ground that is permanent, is to remove ourselves from repairing the world, the society, but to go in and find a permanent place from where our vision changes toward the world. And that is the best cure we can give to the society and to the family. If we take a position of judgment, judging the Middle East, judging the president, judging the politics, judging the neighbor, what we are doing, we're descending to the level of opposites, which there is no cure except sucking you right into it. Even a solution that we come up with our reasoning mind, and we think it was good, is not guaranteed it was good. There is no guarantee that we have the... So, yes, we can solve day-to-day problem the way we want to, mentally or physically. But we have to keep our eyes only for those of us that are interested to raise above this never-ending ocean of waves. For those of us, we just have to remove ourselves inwardly. We look around and we just remove ourselves from curing it, from repairing it. Opposite of all the social works that goes on in the world, it has done great good, but never ended at anything. It always was worse. And I give you a dream that a friend of mine had. I think Mihaela knows because she's been here long enough. There was an artist that was painting our children's picture. And you know, artists have a lot of impression in their dream. And so he came to me one time, and this is about 10, 15 years ago, and he said, Suzanne, I would like to share a dream with you. Would you tell me what it means? I said, you know, I am not into this type of thing, but go ahead. And he said that he was in a cave, and he was supposed to clean this cave, this hole in the ground, and the cave was very, very dirty. And he knew that it would take him years to clean it. So he cleaned it and cleaned it and cleaned it. And he was alone in the cave. And what happened was, 10 years passed. And I said, how do you know it was 10 years? He said, because of the, when I looked at my hand, it indicated age, like it would be 10 years. So then he decided to, he looks and the cave is really clean. So he decided to come up the stairway and get out. When he comes out, there is a light coming and telling, it communicates with him, go back. He says, why? I finished my job. He said, look back. And he looked back, it was just like it was the first day he arrived. So he started cleaning and cleaning and cleaning, and 50 years passed in his dream. He said, I was an old man by that time. I had a hard time going up the stair. When I went up the stair, the light embraced me, right? And I came out, but I looked back very hesitantly, and I saw the place exactly the way it was the first day I arrived. And that really meant a lot to me immediately, that here, this is our world that we have come to. And the cleaning up is never ending. But what we do to clean our misunderstanding within our own self is what goes very, very far. You know, the surrounding stays the same, no matter how much good you do. Another century come, another war happens, another killing comes. And that doesn't mean, I mean, if Hans was here, he would say that. That doesn't mean that we're not helpful people, because we can't help but being helpful. You know, we wouldn't be here if we were not a loving people. I don't mean that. What I mean is that this should not be the end of all. We should not be so busy with our social work, as I have done in past, where we forget that the biggest help is to wake up and then wake other people up from their nightmare or even a pleasant dream. So to me, the highest service is to wake up and then point other people to themselves so they can wake up. And this is the meaning of cruelty. Of course, is wonderful to forgive, you know. It is very noble to turn your other cheek. It is incredible high understanding to, you know, see the love in that person that had done cruelty. But the utmost help comes when we try to do neither of this, just to realize that God is omnipresent. And let that go and do the work. So that goes with any difficulty in our lives. Any difficulty that we have in our lives, we have to take it deeper and deeper into ourselves to solve it. I remember when I got this answer, I had many people in my family and friends that are very, very sick. And everything that was done for them was in vain. Everything. And so finally I scream and I say, what is the answer here? I've done spirituality, I've done the seva, you know, the service. They've gone to operation, to the doctors. What is it? And the answer was what I'm sharing with you. To wake up and help them to wake up. Even when they pass away, they're awakened. You know? So this was one of the things that came to me to share tonight. And can be very greatly misunderstood, this philosophy, because if I say that we are all God in the beginning, I know everybody could have misunderstood that I'm being arrogant. But then when you listen more, you realize that if I don't do that, I'm worshiping idols separated from my beloved, and I can't do that. So brings home, right, Mihaela, brings home the comfort that I'm not arrogant, but I am actually testifying to the grandeur. So this is exactly goes with cruelty in the world. We the harm that people have done to us, just waking up, we remedy it. It ends it. And how do we wake up? Find out if it was there 20 years ago, if it's going to be there after you pass away. If it's not so, it's temporary, go back to what is eternal, which is who you are. And dwelling this way expand our consciousness. We are not becoming anymore a victim. We're becoming a king and queen, as we should be. And does it need practice? Yes. How? Keep silence. In the not silence because you like to be raped and passively be harmed on. No. Silence in the virtue of knowing who we are is so much greater and so much untouched by anything that can be done to us. This realization